my view about Torres is I think he could be, he could very well be at the end of his career in terms of as an effective striker. He started, he was called El Nino because of his capacity as a young boy. He was, you know, he was a whirlwind of a player as a young boy. And
well, is it mental, physical injuries?
I think you know, if you look at those players who started out very, very young and burst onto the scene as man boys, the likes of Michael Owen, the likes of Raul, you know, these are players who, when they hit 27, 28, their career goes into a sharp decline. Yes, Raul has rediscovered his form at Schalke in the Bundesliga, but generally speaking, he had a tough time in the last four or five seasons at Real Madrid. And I think that's, you know, that there's a real risk that that's what we're watching with Fernando Torres here, is that he's a player in potentially terminal decline because his best years are behind him through no fault of his own, but he was played too much too young. The damage that can do to hamstrings, just talk to Michael Owen about it, although sitting in a helicopter for 6 hours a day perhaps doesn't help it. But I think there have been stresses and strains that very few players, I mean, you look at the man he is supposed to replace over the next 4 or 5 weeks is Didier Drogba, who at, you know, didn't start the game until 26 years old at Guingamp in France, and he's a player at 32 who is still playing with the legs of a 24-year-old.
Probably is on his way, though.
Yeah, but, well, I'm not sure, you know. I mean, he's so reliable when fit. He is so reliable and potentially unplayable, even at the age that he is, 32 years old. I think that he's still got years ahead of him, and it's a question of whether or not Villas-Boas can get on with him in a personal point of view, and you just don't know which of the senior players he is getting on with and those that he isn't.
Do you think Andre Villas-Boas in this transfer window will buy players because he needs them or because he feels pressurised to get some new personnel?
I think he needs them. Definitely, and I think that he will want to put his own stamp on that team, because broadly speaking, the players that I've mentioned there, apart from Juan Mata and Fernando Torres, are the team that Jose built when Villas-Boas was there himself as his chief scout or his opposition tactician scout. When he joined in 2004, so you know that's a team as we've said, the team that's getting towards the twilight of its careers, and I get the feeling that he will. I know that he is as a young manager who has had difficulties, although they're still in the Champions League places and still in this season's Champions League, and there are only two English clubs who are. He will want to be able to bring in players who he can call his own, and he's been linked with players from Porto, the likes of Hulk, but those players will not come cheaply, and it's a question of, you know, my concern for Villas-Boas is that I think he has probably accepted the job on the basis that he will not be as well funded as his predecessors have been. This is a new Chelsea that wants to live within its own means, and it's finding that very, very difficult because of the wages it pays. And I think that I'll be surprised if there is as much money there as he would like to have.